Amen. Thank God for that star. Amen. Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2. I feel that this will be a little bit of an unusual Christmas message. I want to try to tonight, with the help of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, to kind of take us back in our minds and our memories back before you heard the good tidings. You remember that time when you realized how hopeless and helpless you were? But then you heard the good tidings. I want to speak tonight on, we can't do well if we don't tell. I can't help but think that sounds a little Johnny Cochran there, but that's not, it's a truthful statement, so write it down. We can't do well if we don't tell. If you look here in Luke chapter number 2, the Bible tells us that if you start in verse number 8, I'm going to read a few verses here, and then we're going to turn to 2 Kings. The Bible says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for all you do for us, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful event that happened that we celebrate today, the day you sent a Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ, to be a sacrifice for the world, and not just for a select few, but for all people. Thank you that that was revealed to me. And I pray, Father, that you would help me tonight. If there's someone here that's not saved, that they would see tonight, they'd hear those good tidings, they'd see the truth. And Lord, I pray you'd help us all to remember. Just remember what you've done for us. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As I read that phrase, good tidings, started thinking about that. What is that? What are the good tidings that was brought to these shepherds? A Savior has come. He said unto you, is born this day, a Savior has come. God sent a Savior, just like he said he would. He did it. You're no longer helpless and hopeless. No longer have to remain lost. Today, everything could be different. That was the good tidings they received. Today, everything can change. The good tidings. The good tidings. As I was preparing for speaking tonight and praying about how the direction the Lord was going to lead me, and I was reading through my normal Bible reading, I came through in 2 Kings, and if you would turn with me to 2 Kings, I came across that same phrase, good tidings, in 2 Kings, and immediately as I was reading that, my mind went to Luke chapter number 2, and as I was reading and thinking about Luke chapter number 2 and the good tidings about the Savior and that was the news that was given to those shepherds, and reading here and about the good tidings that these men were talking about in 2 Kings, it started to apply to my life. And I know the truth that I think we can get to this, that we can apply to today from here in 2 Kings about these good tidings. We can relate to the helpless of the state of these men that said this before we received the good tidings. They received these good tidings, and they said, you know, why are we keeping this to ourselves? And we'll look at this. These, if you look, we're in 2 Kings chapter number 7. I didn't tell you what chapters. Chapter number 7. I don't have time to go into all the history of this. We'll get into a little bit of background, but, I mean, this was a pretty helpless state these people were in. This was a pretty hopeless time these people were encountering. In 2 Kings chapter number 7, verse number 9, there were a few men that they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, that we may go and tell the king's household. See, these men, and as I said, we'll get into this background here. These men, they were helpless. They were hopeless. Everything seemed like everything was going wrong. In fact, if you look in verse number 4, they said, if we say we will enter the city, into the city, then there's a famine in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. They were in a pretty helpless state, saying, well, if you do, we're going to die. If we don't, we're going to die. What hope is there for us? See, there was a famine in the land. If you look back in chapter number 6 and verse number 25, the Bible says there was a great famine in Samaria. If you look at this, it says, behold, they besieged it. And this was talking about the Syrians. They besieged Samaria. It says, until an ass's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver. I mean, money was pretty much worthless. You couldn't get anything because of the famine. You could be the richest person in the world, but what was that going to get you if there was no food? They were paying 80 pieces of silver for a donkey's head and a fourth part of a cab of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. This was a pretty bad state, a state of hopelessness. And these men were lepers. If you look in chapter 7, verse number 3, the men we're talking about, it says, and there were 4 leprous men at their entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Not only was there famine in the land, these were leprous men that were outside of the city. Even if everything was good, they were outside of the city. They wasn't there to get, but they said, you know what, even if we went into the city, it's a famine. What good would it do us? What good would it do us to go into town? There's no food there. We're sitting out here. There's no food out here. We're just going to die. There's no help, no hope. But yet there we see in verse number 9, they said, hey, this is a day of good tidings. What had happened? Well, God got involved. God got involved. You see there in verse number 6 and in chapter 7, for the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise. So God got involved. The prophet, the preacher told them at the beginning of chapter number 7, this was going to happen. He said, hey, salvation's not far away. He said, verse number 1, Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow. I mean, that's just right around the corner. Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Salvation's very near. But the people didn't believe it. And I don't have time to go into all of this, but the fact is that these men, what had happened, and we'll read down, they arose in verse number 5, they arose in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and the noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. When the lepers came into the uttermost part of the camp, they went to one tent, did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well. This is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. And I said I wanted, as God had done with me, I want us to think about that day. The day similar to what these leprous men, the helpless, hopeless, the moment you realize. See, the problem with us is we lived a life without Christ and didn't even realize how hopeless and hopeless it was. We thought we were good. We thought we were all right. And the day we realized, hey, I'm hopeless. And then you heard the good tidings. You heard the good tidings that a Savior had come. The good tidings that your sins could be forgiven. They should call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And you heard there's good tidings. And you realize that everything, this day, everything can change. And it did. If you got saved, it changed. Everything changed. I mean, it flipped upside down. As you've seen that from this story, in a moment, everything just changed upside down. As the prophet had told him it was going to happen, it happened that day. The next day, just like he said that tomorrow about this time, a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley be sold for a shekel. If you keep reading, that's what happened. One day, they're buying dove's dung, spending all their money on dove's dung. The next day, everything's provided for them. Everything changed. The whole life, the hopelessness that they were facing, God moved, God got involved, and now there was help. Now there was hope. And the good tidings, and it could have been just for these 4 men. They could have kept it to themselves. They could have said, hey, we're all right now. Our bellies are full. God got involved. God changed our life. But yet they said, hey, this is not good. We've got good tidings, and we're keeping our peace. We're not telling. And then I thought about Luke chapter number 2, the good tidings of a Savior. The day you realize that, and you realize, man, this is good news. Are you like these men? Man, this is not good if we don't tell. This is not good if we don't tell somebody. They need to hear it. They're helpless. They're hopeless, just like I was. But yet there's a Savior. There's hope. And they don't know about it. See, here in verse number 2 of chapter number 7, the Lord of whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make the windows of heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. He said, one day you're going to see this. You're going to exactly see what I told you is going to happen, the hope, the help. You're going to see it, but you're not going to experience it because you didn't believe. Because you didn't believe. And there's going to be people all over. The Bible says every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But not everybody is going to be able to eat. Not everybody is going to taste that salvation because it's going to be too late. We got to tell them. We got to tell them. We got to tell the world, hey, there's hope. There's help. Maybe you don't even realize it, but you're a sinner. You've gone against the righteous God. For the wages of sin is death. But it doesn't end there. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. That's the good tidings. That's the good news. I looked up what that good tidings means. It means to proclaim the good news. It's the gospel. That's what it is. The good tidings, that's the gospel. That's the good tidings. It's the Jesus Christ. We have a Savior. He came, he lived, he died, he was buried, he rose again, and we can have eternal life. And if we do not tell, we can't do well. It's not good with us. This is Christmas. We know what Christmas is all about. Pastor's been trying to encourage us all this season. This is a time it would be easy to tell people, Merry Christmas. Do you know what Christmas is about? Do you know what makes it merry? Do you know about those good tidings of great joy? So in Christ, that's what you get. We've experienced that. We went from hopelessness to hope. From misery to great joy. Helpless to being helped, to have all your answers met, every problem you had met through Christ. If you don't tell, just like these lepers, they were men that could have been selfish, men that maybe other people wouldn't have helped. They said, hey, we can't do this. We can't do this. There's plenty to go around. Look at all the gold, all the silver, all the provision that God has given. We've got to tell. We've got to tell. We can't hold our peace. And I say the story, it's not just today. We celebrate it today, but this is a story that we should tell every day. Jesus Christ came. There's a Savior. God sent his Son to be the Savior of the world, and we got to tell it. And if we don't, shame on us. Let's tell. We've got the good tidings to tell. Let's tell. Thank you, Pastor.